Opening tone. This lesson walks you through turning a single sample, the Born on Road Choir Stab, into a saturated, performance-ready drum and bass DJ tool in Ableton Live 12. I'll show a practical stock device workflow, sculpting tone, creating three processing variants, mapping expressive macro controls, and arranging playable clip variations for live sets or arrangement automation. Lesson overview. Start with the Born on Road Choir Stab. We'll build an audio track or a simpler instrument that feeds an audio effect rack with three chains, clean, saturated, and reverse slash space. Then we'll expose six macros, variant, drive, air, tail, pitch and filter, so you can sweep between textures, add grit, open up the highs, create tails, transpose musically, and use a DJ style filter. Final steps cover arrangement ideas, performance tips, and a short practice exercise. What you will build. One group track or rack containing the choir stab as an audio clip or simpler. An audio effect rack with three chains, clean, saturated, reverse space. Macros map to drive, air, tail, pitch, filter and a variant selector for instant switching. A set of loop clips, dry stab, saturated loop, gated slash stuttered stab, and a long reverse tail, all at drum and bass tempo around 170-175 BPM. I'll reference 174 BPM. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparations 1. Set live to 174 BPM. 2. Create a new audio track CMD slash control plus T. Drag Born on Road Choir Stab.wav into the track. 3. Open the clip view. Turn warp on and set warp mode to complex or complex pro for clean pitch changes. Trim start slash end to the one-shot portion you want. 4. Rename the track to Born on Road Choir Stab. Basic tonal shaping and rack setup 1. Insert an audio effect rack on the track. Right-click the rack title bar. Choose show chain list. 2. Create three chains. Clean, saturated, reverse space. 3. Populate the clean chain with EQ 8. Low cut around 50 Hz. Slope 24 dB, utility set to unity or desired level. 4. Saturated chain, EQ 8, subtle cut at 300-400 Hz and a small boost at 1.53 kHz plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB, saturator, soft sine or analog clip, drive tilde 3 7 dB, drum bus, small amount, subtle distort, glue compressor, fast attack, medium release for 2-4 dB of gain reduction, utility for subtle width. 5. Reverse bass chain, ideally duplicate the clip. Reverse it in clip view and route that reversed audio into the chain. Then add reverb decay to 4s, delay echo or simple delay and a low pass filter to tame highs in the tail. Chain selector and variant macro 1. Show the chain selector box under the chains. 2. Set ranges. Clean 0-33, saturated 34-66, reverse bass 67-100. 3. Map chain selector to macro 1 and rename it variant. This lets you sweep instantly between clean, saturated and reverse space. Macro mapping for performance. Map these controls to macros with musical ranges. Macro 2, drive. Map saturator drive 0-12 dB range and drum bus distort with a smaller range so they increase together, but keep balance. Macro 3, air. Map a high shelf on EQ8 around 6-9 kHz or use EQ8 in mid/side and map the side high boost. Also map reverb HF damping to taste. Macro 4, tail. Map reverb dry slash wet 0-60% and delay dry slash wet 0-40% together so one knob controls tails. Macro 5, filter. Map auto filter or EQ8 frequency for LP slash HP sweeping. Set resonance lightly. Consider inverting the mapping if you prefer close to open behavior. Macro 6, pitch. Map simpler transpose or the clip transpose control if you kept the audio clip. Use a range like minus 7 to plus 7 semitones for musical shifts. Adjust macro minimums and maximums so the first half of travel is subtle, and the end is dramatic. Use asymmetric ranges. For example, saturator 0 right arrow 8 dB, drum bus distort 0 right arrow 2, so combined movement is musical and stable. Optional. Convert to simpler for MIDI playability 1. Create an instrument track with simpler in classic slash one-shot mode and drag the sample in. 2. Use transpose inside simpler for pitch macro mapping. Set envelope for one-shots if desired. 3. Map macro 6 to simpler transpose so you can trigger stabs with MIDI and change pitch from the rack. Arrangement ideas and playable clips. Create these clip variations at 174 BPM. One bar or two bars as needed. Dry one shot. Clean chain active via variant left. Saturated loop. Saturated chain. Two bar loop. Use clip volume automation or small attack to create movement. Gated stab. Use clip volume envelopes or gate slash autopan for 1/16 stutters. Reverse tail. Reversed clip or reverse space chain with a long tail for transitions. Use follow actions for unpredictable patterns. Duplicate clips and set follow actions to alternate or random at 1-bar intervals for semi-random stutter effects. Group the track seed and D slash control plus G and duplicate groups pitch differently for quick key changes during a set. Final loudness and glue 1. After saturation, tame resonances with multiband dynamics or EQ 8. 2. Place a limiter at the end of the group to catch peaks. Set threshold gently to avoid squashing dynamics. 3. For exports, leave headroom. Aim for peaks around -6 dBFS. Common mistakes to avoid. Oversaturating without gain staging. Use utility or lower saturator output to avoid clipping. Mapping too many devices with equal ranges. Use asymmetric ranges so a single macro doesn't destabilize the sound. Pitching audio clips in beats mode. Use complex or simpler to preserve harmonic content. Forgetting to low-cut tails. Long tails can muddy a DJ mix. Map an HP filter to remove them quickly. Not saving the rack. Save presets and consider resampling to preserve exact timbre. Pro tips. Use macro map range to create non-linear responses. Subtle early, dramatic late. Create micro variants with chain selector. Multiple saturated chains with different flavors. And map chain selector to a macro. Resample favorite settings to a new clip for CPU efficiency and consistent timbre. Automate macros smoothly. Use clip envelopes with slight ramps to avoid zipper noise. Sidechain tails to kick drums or use return tracks for shared reverbs to save CPU. Keep the dry stab centered and widen tails for great club compatibility. Check mono regularly. Mini practice exercise, 25 to 35 minutes. 1. Load the sample, Warp Complex Pro at 174 BPM. 2. Build an audio effect rack with two chains, dry and saturated. 3. Map three macros, variant chain selector, drive saturator drive, filter auto filter frequency. 4. Make 4 1-bar clips. A. Dry, filter closed. B. Saturated, drive equals 5 dB, filter open. C. Saturated, drive equals 8 dB, filter sweeping from closed to open. D. Dry with a reverse tail or reverse space. 5. Record an automation pass switching variant and sweeping filter plus drive across 8 bars. 6. Export a 16-bar loop and test it in a DJ player or another live set. Recap. You've built a versatile born on Rode QuireStab DJ tool, an audio effect rack with clean, saturated and reverse space chains, and macros for variant, drive, air, tail, pitch and filter. Key principles. Use complex warp or simpler for pitch, gain stage before and after saturation, map thoughtful macro ranges, and resample once you find a go-to sound. Use macros and clip-based automation for musical sweeps and reliable performance in drum and bass DJ contexts. Closing note, designed a rack for performance. Keep core controls obvious and repeatable, save presets with version tags, and freeze or resample for portability. Now go build and perform, and save that rack. End.